from the Haddock Center on the campus of Doan College in Crete, Nebraska. Good Saturday afternoon to you. The Door College Defenders taking on the Doan College Tigers in Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball this afternoon. Doan College enters 3-4 overall, 2-1 of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Door College Defenders 5-2 overall, 0-1 of the Great Plains Athletic Conference, looking for their first win of the conference season, losing to Midland last Saturday in their conference opener at the DeWitt Gymnasium in Sioux Center. Let's take a short break and be back visiting with Coach Craig Steens about today's matchup between Dort and Doan right after this. Let's visit with Coach Craig Steens as the Dort College Defenders get set for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball against the Doan College Tigers. Doan College coming off a win from earlier this week. Dort College stepped outside the conference for a win over Peru State on Wednesday evening. Coach, tell me a little bit about that Peru State contest. Looked like a slow start, but your team closed the first half well and then closed the second half well, made some free throws, and got that win on Wednesday.
Yeah, we did start slow, but we played really, really well on the road, and we fought back, and then they fought back, and it was very, very close, hotly contested. Even though the final score doesn't indicate that, it was really a 2 or 4 point game most of the second half. And not a 16-point game, but we were able to really, really finish the game well and make free throws at the end. And so it was a very good win for us. It showed us that we can, you know, fight on the road, and with a younger team, that's going to be important for us this year.
Got a spark off the bench from Robin Blunt and Cassidy Bradabode. Both gave you a lift offensively.
Yeah, Robin had a really nice game for us. She's been playing really well. She's been practicing even better. So, you know, we were kind of expecting that she can give us some points, some defense, some athleticism, some rebounds. I think she led us in rebounding and points with 15 and 8. Cassidy Bradavode also was outstanding. You know, she was outstanding in the second half, especially down the stretch. She scored outside, she scored inside, and she really proved herself as a player, as a GPAC player, on Wednesday night.
Doan College, the opponent today, they beat Hastings in overtime. We were on the way home, and I started checking scores, and that one kind of caught me by surprise.
Right. I think that if you know Doan as I do, you know, they've grown up as a team, and now they're very senior-laden, tremendous post players, you know, maybe the best post tandem in the conference. And so they're going to be able to compete, you know, and I know that they have played a very tough schedule so far and done pretty well. I know they've won at Northwestern, and they've beaten Hastings. So those are two pretty, you know, standout wins for this early in the year.
Going on the road for this one after losing a home game last week with Midland, how important is this in terms of early season play?
Well, for us, everyone is important. Every single road win, every single conference win that we can get is huge. So today, obviously, you know, it's the only game we can win this week anymore, you know, after Wednesday winning. But so we want to take care of business here today and learn about ourselves and continue to improve.
It's Coach Craig Steensman talking about today's matchup between Dort College and Doan. Let's take a quick look at the Doan College Tigers before we get to our national anthem. They're 3-4 this year, 2-1 in conference play. The wins for Doan in league play are over Northwestern and Hastings, as Coach Steensman alluded to. Doan's offense is scoring 76.1 points per game. Tigers are converting 40.6% of its field goals. Doan has punished teams on the boards 43.4 to 33.3. Let's pause for our national anthem.
Thank you.
You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Continuing on with this Doan College team, Hannah Dostal averages 17.7 points per game. Tigers are getting 54.7% field goal shooting from her with 8.7 rebounds. Heather Broman scores 11.4 points per game and takes in 8.4 rebounds. Hannah Barnard and Shelby Bittinger average 9.3 and 8.9 points per game, respectively. McKenna Dodds adds 8.7 points per game. The offense runs through Dostal. She averages 3 assists per game, and she is the co-leader in steals with 11. Dostal has converted 42 of 52 free throws. Broman is 24 of 28. The Defender women are 5-2 this season, 0-1 in the GPAC. Defenders are averaging 79.6 points per game, allows 70 points per contest. Dort also has out-rebounded teams 47.4 to 41.7 and have converted 39.6% of its field goals for 37.6 for opponents. Turnovers are about dead even. Dort College has committed 147 and opponents 146. The Defenders have tried 20 more three-pointers than opponents and have made 17 more. Abby Chapman's the leading scorer with a 16.6 points per game average to go with 4 rebounds. Chapman is making 38.6% of her 3-point tries and hands out over 2 assists per game. Paige Engber scores 10.4 points per game and is 19 of 45 for her 3-point shooting, and she has attempted just 5 2-point field goals this season. Kim Cruz has a 9.5 scoring average, but has been out of action for the last 3 games, and we can say now a 4th game today as she is not playing. She was leading the team in rebounding with 12 per game. She also has 5 steals. Michael Holst averages 8.4 points and 8.7 rebounds. Alyssa Palama scores 8.1, takes in 4.3 rebounds, and a team-high 40 assists and 19 steals. Starting lineup for the Defenders, Alyssa Palama, 5'7 freshman, Rock Valley, Iowa. Emily Newman, a 5'11 junior, Maplewood, Minnesota. Number 22, Abby Chapman, he's 5'9 junior from Arvada, Colorado. Number 32, Michael Holst, a 6'3 junior from Byron Center, Michigan. And Paige Engbers, a 5'9 sophomore from Pella, Iowa. Doan College lineup, we'll get it to you in just a moment. Doan College Tigers for the basketball. They pass it left side over to Morgan Hill. Hill up front to Shelby Bittinger. Bittinger with the basketball on the right wing. She dumps it down low. Get used to that. Dump down low. Kick out pass. Comes back right side over to Heather Broman. Broman with the basketball back over to Hill. 8 to shoot for Doan. Doan with the basketball. 3-pointer on the way. Is up and good. Shelby Bittinger with the 3-point basket. And the Doan College Tigers take the lead at 3-0. 3-0 our score. Dort College basketball. Pass comes right side over to Abby Chapman. Chapman left side over to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Man for man applied by Doan. Dump it down low to Micah Holst. Holst kick out pass back over to Engbers. Engbers catches. Let's fly. 3. No good. Rebound long. Taken away by Doan. Doan long pass into the front court with the basketball. His hand to Dostal. Dostal misses the lay-in. She was under duress. Paige Engbers gave chase. Comes back left side over to Morgan Hill. Hill dumps it down to the back door cut. Bittinger with another 2 points. And Doan College leads it 5-0. 5-0 our score. Doan looks like they might be in a 2-3 here. Tied up on the play. No, we have a foul called on the play against Morgan Hill for Doan. Here's the lineup for Doan. Shelby Bittinger, 5'9 junior, Milford, Nebraska, 8.9 points per game. Hannah Barnard, a 5'7 sophomore from Beatrice, Nebraska, averages 9.3 points per game. Morgan Hill's a 5'8 sophomore from Crete. She's the hometown girl. Thrown away by Alyssa Palama in the corner. Hill is a 5'8 sophomore. Number 23 is a 5'11 junior from Geneva, Nebraska. That's Heather Broman. And the leading scorer is a 5'11 senior from Atkinson, Nebraska, Hannah Dostal, averaging 17.7 points per game. Doan with the basketball on the left wing. They give it over to Barnard. Barnard with it out front to Hill. Hill thinks about the three. She's guarded there by Engbers. Gets a screen. Rolling off of the screen and getting the pass down low is Heather Broman. Broman screened. And then cut down the middle of the lane. Gets fouled on the way up. She will shoot 2 free throws. Abby Chapman whistled for the personal foul. That's foul number 1 on Chapman, the junior from Arvada, Colorado. First free throw on the way for Broman, who is a 86% free throw shooter. She knocks it down. And the Dort College Defenders trail 6-0, 18:22 left to go, first half. Second free throw on the way is up and through. 7-0 our score. Broman, 2-for-2 from the charity stripe. Here comes Dort College with the basketball, and Dort College needs a bucket. With it out front is Alyssa Paloma. Paloma goes high post to Newman. Newman on the right elbow of the lane. Nothing there for Newman. Comes back over to Ingbers. Ball fake. Back over to Newman. Newman with the basketball on the right wing. Back out front to Chapman. Chapman puts it on the deck three times with the left hand. Down to the block. Nothing there. Cut off on the play. Chapman out front. Lobs it down low for Micah Holst. And Holst is pushed from behind. That foul goes on Heather Broman. Broman picks up the first personal. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. We got started straight up at 2 o'clock. With the basketball, right side is Paloma. Paloma gives it to Ingbers. Ingbers driving in, off-balance shot, right hand, left side, good. Paige Ingbers averaging 10.4 points per game, gets the goose egg off the board for the defenders, and the ball is tapped away out of bounds. It'll be Dort College basketball. Coming up, we will check in during our first natural break. We will check in with how things went for the Dort College athletes at the NAIA National Track, the National Cross Country Meet. Pass comes right side over to Broman. Broman gives it up to Hannah Barnard. Barnard with a basketball. Ball taken away by Paloma. Paloma reached in, swiped it away. One person fast break by Paloma, and Paloma is fouled from behind. She'll go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two free throws. Two free throws on the way for Alyssa Paloma, a 59% free throw shooter. I can tell you right now that the Dort College women finished a fifth as a team. Missed out on fourth place in the award ceremony by 1 point. Top four teams involved in that. Nick Vanderkoy finished 143rd for the Dort College men. Ran a 26-48. And Stephon McNamara ran a 26-59. He finished 164th. We'll get you the women's full results during our first time out. Paloma makes one of two free throws. Doan misses on the other end. Here comes Dort College. Out front, Ingbers wide open three. Cash. Three-point basket by Paige Ingbers, and just like that, Dort College answers the 7-0 run by Doan with a 6-0 run of their own. And the Doan College Tigers have the basketball, Heather Broman. Broman with it on the right side. She gives it to Brittany White. White into the ballgame for the first time at the last break. Three-pointer on the way by Doan. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Micah Holt. Holst pivots, throws it over to Paloma. Here comes Dort College. Paloma with the basketball. Paloma driving in. Stumbles, kept her pivot foot, comes back right side over to Chapman. Chapman underneath the Holst. Holst up, down, 2 points. Micah Holst on the 2-point bucket, and Dort College on an 8-0 run. Answering back is White, and White is fouled on the play by Paige Ingbers. That's foul number one on Ingbers. Foul came before the shot, so Dort College will defend on the inbounds play. Doan will throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop down on the Doan College side of the floor. Maggie Phillippe. Phillippe misses the shot in the lane. Rebound taken away by Dort College. Paloma, right side Chapman. Chapman, head full of steam, off of the glass, no good. Rebound taken away by Micah Holst. Holst the put back, good. Micah Holst hustling down the floor, gets the shot to go. And she is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line for the old-fashioned three-point play opportunity. So Phillippe gets called for the personal foul. And for those of you really yearning for those results in terms of cross-country, I'm going to do a little bit of multitasking here and get the file posted for the men's results. Women's results already posted. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Micah Holst makes the charity toss. And the defenders on an 11-0 run. They lead 11-7. Phillippe with the basketball. She passes it off. Ball's deflected out. Picked up by Phillippe. Phillippe with the basketball. Comes back out to Barnard. Barnard gives it to White. White with it out front. 15 to shoot. Dort College, new player into the contest. That's Ashley Williams. Driving lay-in. No good by Doan. Off of the glass with the left hand, no good by Dostal, and Dostal is fouled on the play. Dostal will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Robin Blunt also checked into the ballgame for the defenders. So Robin picks up her first personal foul. She's a 5'10 junior from St. Paul, Minnesota. So the free throw coming for Dostal. Left-handed free throw is on the rim and falls through. Hannah Dostal, an 81% free throw shooter. She's got another one coming. Dort College leads 11-8. That ends the run of 11 unanswered by the defenders. Dort College, after getting down 7-0, responded with an 11-0 run. And with 15:52 left to go in the first half, Dostal makes one of two. She misses on her second attempt. Rebound is taken away by the defenders and Robin Blunt. She grabs it off of the floor. Blunt over to Chapman. Chapman, three, left it short, no good. Rebound taken middle of lane by the Doan College Tigers. Up and running with it is Brooks Savage. Savage stops, lobs it down low, intended for Dostal. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Doan basketball. So Doan College will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Shots missed in the middle of the lane. Rebound cleared out by Shea DeAger. DeAger gets it over to Chapman. Chapman to Blunt. Blunt off of the glass. Missed it. No good. Gets her own rebound back. Now a jump ball called. Alternating possession. It's Dort College basketball. So no free throws. Out of bounds coming for Dort College. Underneath the basket. Right side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get the ball inbounded to Robin Blunt. Blunt with it on the right side. Drives down to the post. And there it comes back over to DeAger. DeAger in the lane, and we have a jump ball called as Filippi. Filippi ties her up, and it'll be Doan basketball. And, in effect, a turnover by the defenders on that held ball. Dort College with the basketball. Doan College with the basketball. Doan gives it up, right side over to Brittany White. White with the ball on the right side. White puts it on the floor down to the baseline, and we've got a hold called against the Dort College defenders and Ashley Williams. The 5'9 freshman from Lawton, Iowa, commits the foul on the drive of the right hand. So Williams whistled for the personal. Doan inbounding. They get the ball inbounded to Dostal. She's guarded there by Robin Blunt. Dostal blocked on the play. So a block shot and a rebound for Robin Blunt, but Blunt stepped on the baseline as she gathered that rebound in. So the turnover gives the basketball back to the Doan College Tigers. Doan with the basketball. 14:52 remaining. Ball is inbounded to Filippi. Filippi with the basketball spins, double teamed. Might have carried her pivot, or might have picked up her pivot foot, but no call made. And Heather Broman gets the dump off, and Broman makes the bucket. It's 11-10. Into the lane is Chapman. Chapman at the free throw strike. Comes back over to Robin Blunt. Blunt driving in, and Robin Blunt is fouled on the play. Robin Blunt put it on the floor hard to the hoop. It's whistled for the personal. Foul's going to go on Brittany White, her first. And that is team foul number 5 already on the Doan College Tigers. Shady Ager, Robin Blunt, Alyssa Palma check out of the ball game. For Dort College, it is Chapman, Williams, Angbers, Newman, and Vredevoad. Vredevoad, pass was intended for Vredevoad, and it's taken away. Abby Chapman threw it into the defensive player's breadbasket, and coming away with it was McKenna Dodd. Dodd with it out front, well beyond the three-point line. She passes right side over to Broman. Broman with it on the left wing. They come back out front to Brooke Savage. Savage with it right side, puts up the jumper off of the window, no good from 12 feet on the right wing. Ball's deflected out. Last touch by Williams. It'll be Doan basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Well, for those of you who want to check out those Dort College cross-country results, you can do that now via our website at www.dort.edu/athletics. Click on the cross-country link, and those full results are available there. Paige Angbers got her hands on the inbounds pass, unable to control it, though. Doan comes away with it. Brittany White. White comes back left side. Around the horn they go. McKenna Dodd. Dodd with the basketball back to Bittenger. Bittenger down low to Filippi. Filippi with the right hand over her shoulder. It's up and good. Filippi with the two-point bucket. And Doan now on a 5-0 run. Williams driving the lane. Layup with the left hand. No good. Rebound controlled by Doan. Tigers up and running with it. Tigers bringing it up is Bittinger. Bittinger on the right wing. Her three missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Chapman. Chapman gives it up right side to Williams. Williams ahead it goes to Vredevoet. Vredevoet used up her dribble. She can't find the open player, though. Newman was all by herself underneath the basket, but the double team came so hard that Vredevoet was unable to find her. Now the pass down low. Newman gets around the post player, knocks the ball away. Chapman comes away with it. Back over to Vredevoet. Vredevoet, layup good. Cassidy Vredevoet with the two-point bucket. And North College defenders regain the lead at 13-12. The six-foot freshman from Caledonia, Michigan, with the bucket. She was on the receiving end of that one, laid it up with the right hand. Bittinger inside, and the ball is tapped away by Chapman. Three new players in for the defenders as well. Angers, Williams, and Chapman check out. Blunt back on the floor, along with Tegan Manis and Alyssa Palama. Pass goes down low. Shot no good. Everything but the finish for Heather Broman as she spun in the lane. Pass comes left side, Manis. Manis to the free throw line. Picks up her dribble. Looking, and gets it away to Robin Blunt. Blunt spins, drives into the lane, misses the lay-in, no good. Split the defense and did everything but finish it. Here comes Doan. Dostal, ahead it goes to Broman. Broman, lay-in, good. Dostal with the assist, the bucket to Broman. And here comes Dort College back the other way. Palama gives it up to Manis. Manis, right side. They give it up to Blunt. Blunt on the right wing beyond the three-point line. A little bit out of her range there. 12 minutes remaining in the first half. Ball's taken away. Coming up with it is Bittinger. Bittinger up the left sideline with it. Feeds the trailer Broman. Broman puts it up. Blocked by Vredevoet. Rebound taken away by Manis. Here comes North College. Manis does not have the numbers. She passes right side over to Blunt. Blunt, deep right baseline. Pass comes out front to Newman. Newman, long three on the way off the side of the iron. No good. Dort College has not hit a three-point shot yet. So I beg your pardon. Paige Ingvers had one earlier. Dort College not 1-for-4 on three-point attempts. Driving the other way, Shelby Bettinger. She is fouled on the play. And that foul goes on Emily Newman. That's foul number one on her. To the free throw line will be Bettinger. Bittinger, a 72% free throw shooter, shooting her first free throw of the night, or of the day, I should say. First free throw, no good. Another one on the way. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Second free throw is off the front iron, no good. Rebound controlled by Robin Blunt. So Blunt comes away with it. Blunt ahead it goes, left side to Newman. Newman feeds Palama. Palama spins in, shot no good. Rebound taken away by Doan. The Tigers with the basketball. Barnard with it. Barnard inside to Dostal. Dostal facing up, left-hand jumper from 10, no good. But the rebound taken away by Broman. Broman shot blocked by Vredevoet. Out of bounds, last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Micah Holst is back in. Vredevoet is out. Vredevoet gave Dort College a nice lift that time. Couple of block shots by Vredevoet. And the Dort College defenders throw it away. Coming up with it is Dostal. Dostal, crossover move, puts it up and is blocked from behind, but a foul on the play. So Palama picks up the personal. I wondered if they were going to give it to her or to Micah Holst. As it is, it goes on Palama, and for Alyssa, that is her first. Free throw is up and down for Dostal. Dostal, 2-for-3 now from the free throw line, and another free throw coming. 2nd free throw on the way for Dostal. This one is up and through as well. So Dostal makes 3 of 4 free throws. She makes 2-for-2 on that trip. And the Dort College defenders bring the basketball up the right side. No-look pass into the corner, Ingvers. Ingvers thinks about it. Puts it on the deck hard one time. Tries to pass it over the top of the defense. It's tapped and picked away. Coming up with it is Bittinger. Bittinger with the ball. Bittinger passes it off to Morgan Hill. Hill into the corner to Barnard. Barnard Short jumper on the way by Broman, no good. Rebound Dostal. Dostal with a left hand, no good, but she is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two free throws. Hannah Dostal with two free throws coming. 10:33 left to go, first half. We have not had a timeout yet by either team. Doan, a little bit of breathing room right here, though, leading 17-13 now. And another free throw on the way for Dostal. Dostal, 5-for-6 from the free throw line. And the Tigers lead at 18-13. 18-13 our score. Dostal has not made a field goal yet, but she has five free throws. Dump it down low to Holst. Holst back outside Engbers. Engbers three, no good. Rebound offensive taken down by Blunt. Blunt shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. Robin Blunt will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair of free throws. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall. Member FDIC and the community. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Robin Blunt makes the first free throw. She's got another one on the way. The junior from the Twin Cities, it's up and good. Robin Blunt makes two of two, and the defenders are back to within three at 18-15. Long pass into the front court. Taken away by Dort College. Abby Chapman into the forecourt. She has it on the left side. Dumps it underneath for Blunt. Blunt layup good. Robin Blunt charged in from the baseline. Got the backdoor pass. And now the ball loose on the sideline. Tipped away by Robin Blunt. Doan will inbound the basketball. Directly in front of me from up in the crow's nest here at the Haddox Center. Doan with it. Looking straight across at the scorer's table, just slightly off of center court. Doan with the basketball. They fire it around the horn. Left corner, Bittinger. Bittinger, three off the heel, no good. Rebound taken down by Robin Blunt. Has it jarred free. Coming up with it is Morgan Hill. Hill misses the shot, no good. Rebound controlled by Paloma. Here comes Dort College. Alyssa Paloma with the basketball. She's got it at the free throw line. She shovels it off to Engbers. Engbers to Chapman. Chapman ball fake. Nothing there. Back to Robin Blunt. She wants to charge in. Nothing there. Ball is tipped. It's still loose, and we have an over and back violation called on Dort College. They say the ball was not tipped by the defenders. Our officials today, Craig Clement, Brad Dahl, and Jeff Schwartz, calling the infractions today. 9:20 left to go, first half. Doan into the corner with a basketball is Dodd. Dodd, three, missed it, no good. Rebound tap, taken by Holst. Lost it, though, trying to save it in. Broman shot in the lane, no good, but a foul on the play called on the defenders. Alyssa Palomo is trying to set up to take the charge. Instead, the foul gets called on Ashley, beg your pardon, that gets called on Micah Holst. That's her first. I had thought it was on another player, but they're going to give it to Micah Holst, number 32. Free throw is up. Free throw is good. Broman makes the first free throw. She's 3-for-3 from the charity stripe. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual with the Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual with insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. She makes them both. Dort College trails by three. Chapman into the lane, and she is tied up on the play. Jump ball alternating possession. It's Dort College basketball. Philippi is in. Broman is out. 20-17, Dort College down three. Inbounding the basketball will be Chapman. She gets it in over the top to Paloma. Paloma with it, left side. Comes back over to Chapman. Chapman underneath to Holst. Holst turns with the right hand, and she gets knocked off center by Philippi. Philippi whistled for the personal foul, and Maggie Philippi, 6-foot freshman from Pender, Nebraska, gets whistled for the personal. That's team foul number 7 on Doan. And a 1-and-1 opportunity coming here for Micah Holst. Holst, 1-for-1 from the free throw line. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at 3W. www.highwaychevrolet.com. Holst makes the first. She's got another one coming. Dort College trying to cut it down to a one-point ball game again. Second free throw on the way is up, and this one's good as well. 20-19, our score. Timeout on the floor. Guards to the defenders. You're listening to KDCR 88.5 FM. Earlier today, we talked about it. We already filled you in on the men's results with the two individuals, Nick Vanderkoy and Stefan McNamara, running at the national meet for the Dort College women. High aspirations going in, hoping for a top five finish, and really wanted to be top four to make it to the podium, if you will. Dort College stopped just shy of that, though, finishing fifth. 235 points. Carroll fourth with 234. Northwestern Christian 181. That's a school out of Washington. Lewis Clark second with 141. They're out of Oregon. And British Columbia wins it with a dominating performance. 43 points. Their point totals went 1, 3, 4, 10, 25. That's pretty tough to beat. For the defenders, Caleb Isle, the first runner across. 24th place. 18-28 for the defenders. Lauren Ott, 13 seconds behind. 35th place, 18-41. Abby DeVries ran 54th overall. 19 minutes and 4.4. Lily Kerner, 78th place, 19-14. Nicole Slater, 5th for the defenders, 94th place, 19-21. Erica Dalma and Justine Vanzee, 6th and 7th respectively, 188 and 257th. At 19:59 and 20:42. Again, the Dort College women finish fifth. All totaled in the women's race, 336 runners. Full results can be found on our website at www.dort.edu/athletics. Dort College with the basketball out front with it is Palama. Palama has it on the right wing. Palama still looking. She's at the free throw line now. Passes into the corner. Chapman, three ball, missed it. No good, left it short. Rebound is deflected and taken away by Doan on the baseline. Up and running with it, the Tigers. This is McKenna Dodd. Dodd in between the circles. She goes left side over to Bittinger. Bittinger comes back over to Barnard. Barnard with the basketball. Around the horn they go. Bittinger. Bittinger dumps it off for Phillippe. Phillippe with the two-point bucket. And the Dort College defenders trail 22-19. With it on the right side, they dump it down low for Holst. Holst spins with the right hand off of the glass. Good. Micah Holst with a two-point basket. Micah Holst now unofficially with 9 points. And the defenders trail it 22-21. Dort College hanging around in this one. Well, it is Barnard. Barnard dumps it off to Phillippe. Phillippe back over to Dodd. Dodd, three-pointer no good, but there all by herself. Hannah Dostal, and Dostal makes her first field goal of the day, averaging 17.7 points per game. The senior now has 7 points. Five of them from the free throw line. She's got the offensive rebound there. With the basketball is Chapman. Chapman misses the spinner in the lane. Dort College back on defense. So Dort College calls the first time out of the ball game. It was a full length timeout. Now jump ball called, alternating possession. It's Dort College basketball. Beg your pardon. It's Doan College basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by Highway Chevrolet Buick and Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. And by Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707. Pass goes into the corner. With it is Barnard. Barnard around the horn they go. Three-pointer. Long three-pointers up and down. For Brooke Savage. Savage with the three, and the Dort College defenders trail 27-21. So a 6-point deficit. Dort College has trailed by as many as seven. They dump it down low, and Micah Holst with another two. She's got 11, and the defenders trail 27-23. 6:47 left to play, first half. Doan basketball so far. The offense is ruling the day. Pass goes into Dostal. Dostal, crossover move, and she's going to be called for steps. Took an extra step, turned it over, and the Dort College defenders will have the basketball back. Bringing it up will be Williams. Ashley Williams, a 5'9 freshman from Lawton. She comes right side over to Chapman. Chapman back over to Williams. Williams dumps it on low for Holst, and Holst is pushed from behind by Broman. Broman whistled for her second. And Dort College will shoot another one-and-one opportunity with Mike Holst. Today's broadcast made possible by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Shelter, Orange City, Hollerton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn. Member FDIC. First free throw by Hulst is up and through. Hulst now 4-for-4 from the free throw line. 65% free throw shooter. And she'll try to narrow it down to a two-point ball game. Today's broadcast also made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Hulst makes both free throws. She's 5-for-5. And the defenders trail 27-25. Doan basketball after the made free throws by Michael Hulst. Hulst checks out. Shady Yeager is back in. Pass comes out front. Barnard. Barnard misses off the side of the iron. And the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College has played five players off of the bench. So they've gone 10 deep already. Pass goes right side. Chapman. Chapman. Three ball from the corner. No good. Rebound taken away by Dostal. Dostal with the basketball. Dostal has it poked away from behind. Picked up by Williams in the front court. Ball is loose. Jump ball, alternating possession. It'll be Dort College basketball. 5:54 left to play in this first half. Williams with it on the right side. All the way down to the baseline. Off-balance shot. Missed it. No good. Rebound taken away by Brooke Savage. Savage into the front court. Doan with the basketball and the lead. Holding a two-point advantage. With it on the left side is Brooke Savage. Savage gives it up to Dodd. They dump it down low. Broman. Broman's shot is blocked by Angbers. I beg your pardon, by DeAger. Out of bounds. Palama checks in. Williams will check out. And the Doan College Tigers, McKenna Dodd, will inbound. And now we have a foul called away from the ball. Shady Yeager picks up the personal. Six-foot sophomore from Hull. Whistled for the personal foul. Doan will throw it in. Savage will shoot free throws, and she makes the front end of the one-and-one to earn the second. Savage, a 5'7 freshman from Omaha, averaging 3.3 points per game. She's got four today. Today's broadcast made possible by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 4 and 7:30 to 8:30, Fridays from 9 to 4 and Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore was a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. With it on the right side, down to the baseline is Chapman. Chapman in the lane, muscles it up, good. Abby Chapman with 2 points. And the defenders trail 29-25. By the way, Brooke Savage made both free throws. Now Hannah Dostal answering back with a two-point bucket. And the Dort College defenders trail 31-27. Chapman with it left side. Gives it up to Angbers. Angbers back over to Chapman. Chapman lets fly with a three. Short, no good. Missed it from the left wing. Rebound taken away by Savage. Savage with it across the timeline. She'll set the offense. She is guarded by Angbers. Comes back over left side to Broman. Broman hounded there by DeAger. Out front to Dodd. Dodd long three. Missed it. No good. Rebound controlled by Chapman. Chapman ahead to Palama. Palama with the basketball. Palama into the lane. Off balance shot. Gets it to go. Alyssa Palama with 3 points. And the defenders trail 29-31. Back the other way, racehorse basketball, missing the wide open layup as McKenna Dodd. Dort College gets the rebound. Palama doesn't have the numbers. Feeds the trailer, DeAger, and DeAger is going to be called for traveling. Bettinger back into the ballgame for Doan. Checking in for the defenders, Vredevode and Newman and Blunt. On the floor for the defenders, it is Palama, Angbers, well, back in is Williams. It's Williams, Palama, Vredevode, Blunt, and Newman. For Doan, Savage, Bettinger, and a new player. Going to have to look her up. Shot on the way, no good. Rebound fought for, and we've got a foul called. Foul's going to go on Alyssa Palama, I believe. Yep, Paloma got called for a hold on the rebound. That's number two on her. Player on the floor for Doan right now, number 42. That's Allie Satterley. First free throw no good by Bittinger. It's still 31-29, Dort College in front by a deuce. 3:52 left to play in the half. Second free throw short, no good as well. Rebound controlled by Doan, coming up with it momentarily was Satterley, and then Satterley tied up. It'll be Doan basketball on the jump ball. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. Doan with the basketball. They give it back up to Bittinger. Bittinger with it. Bittinger comes back to Dostal. Dostal looking down low. Gives it to Satterley. Satterley travels with it. No call made. And Satterley gets the short shot to go. Satterley's a 5'10 sophomore. She gets the two-point bucket and hitting the floor hard on the other end, and we've got a player hurt for Dort College. Player hurt for Dort College, and I believe it's Alyssa Paloma. And Coach Craig Steensma off of the bench, and will come and attend to her. And while we do that, let's take a break. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break. Well, it was indeed Alyssa Paloma who's injured on the play, and she was helped off the floor by a couple of the Dort College assistant coaches, and not going to offer conjecture. I will tell you what I saw. She hit the floor. Looked like, I think it was her right knee. That's what she was holding, and that was what the trainer was looking at initially, and she is off the floor, and we'll probably know more during the post game. Shot in the middle of the lane, no good by Dostal. Ball goes out of bounds, last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Well, life just got more difficult for the defenders. Starting point guard, Alyssa Paloma, out for the time being, and I would be surprised if she's able to make a return today at least. Dostal passes left side over to Savage. Savage with it. Savage to Bittinger. Bittinger dumps it down low to Satterley. Satterley shot no good, but the putback by Brooke Savage, and Savage now has 7 points. 35-29 our score. Dort College down by six. Doan with the basketball. Dort with the basketball. They come back right side. Over to Blunt. Robin Blunt driving baseline, and she steps on the baseline out of bounds. And Dort College right now needs to get to halftime, and they need to keep it close. Dort College is going to call a timeout. Smart move by Coach Craig Steensma. Got to get to halftime, and you can't let it balloon from 6 to 10. Let's take a break. Back with more after
really
this.
Like
Shelby Bittinger gets the ball up the floor to Dostal. Dostal with it at the top of the key. Dostal feeds the backdoor cut. Satterley blocked on the play by Vredevoet. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Doan basketball. I believe that is Vredevoet's second or third blocked shot this afternoon. Dort College trailing 35-29. Doan with the basketball. They pass it right side over to Bittinger. Bittinger dumps it down low for Dostal. Tapped away by Newman. Doan with the basketball. Driving in. Shot is up and good for Brooke Savage. Savage giving Doan a lift off of the bench. She's got 9 points. And the defenders trail 37-29. With it is Williams. Williams comes back over to Chapman. Chapman in between the circles out front. Abby Chapman splits the defense and loses it. Out of bounds, it'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College thus far making 40% of their shots. Problem is they have not gotten enough shots off. Doan shooting a poor percentage, but have an 8-point lead partly due to the bulk of shots they've gotten up. Williams driving in with the left hand. Her shot no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort. It'll be Doan basketball. 1:38 left to play in this first half. Dort with Doan with the basketball. Tigers will bring it up against the Dort defense. Brooke Savage passes left side to Bittinger. Bittinger with it in the lane. Her hook shot is good. I beg your pardon, that's Savage. Savage with a two-point bucket, and Savage right now having her way. She's got 11 points, and the lead has grown to 10, 39-29. Pass goes right side back over to Newman. Newman picks up her dribble, comes back over to Chapman. Chapman down to the baseline. Chapman gets it to Newman. Newman with it into the lane, nothing there. Reverses to Blunt. Blunt in the lane, and she is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Satterley, I believe. So Allie Satterley picks up the personal foul.
One and one for number 25.
And Robin Blunt will go to the free throw line. Well, life got more difficult for Dort College about 2 minutes ago with Alyssa Palama hurt. And as I said, I would be surprised if she is back in today. Not going to offer any guesses as to the severity of the injury. That's what the trainers and doctors are for. But based on what I saw, I'm going to say she probably won't be back today. So Dort College is going to have to figure out a point guard for the second half. Right now it's Williams and Chapman doing it by committee. Second free throw, no good. Ball stolen by Blunt. Robin Blunt flying in, and Robin Blunt hits the floor hard as she went charging in and gets called for the charging foul. So they call a charging foul on Robin Blunt, her second. And the score stands at 39-30. 39-30 our score. Dort College has not scored a field goal since the 4:19 mark of this half. They dump it down low to Broman. Broman shot no good. Pardon me, that was Dostal, and now the defenders force a tie-up, and Chapman will inbound the basketball. So Chapman to inbound the basketball. Chapman gets it inbounded to Tegan Manis. Manis with it on the right side. Manis might have carried the basketball. Now a foul called away from the ball. Foul's going to go on number 44 for Doan. Hagedorn whistled for the personal. That's Bree Hagedorn, a 6'1 sophomore from Norfolk, Nebraska. Free throw is up, short, no good by Micah Holst. Another free throw on the way for Micah Holst. Second free throw is up and good, so Holst makes one of two. And the Dort College defenders. Bredevoet will check in. Manis is out. Doan basketball. Right side they go over to Hagedorn. Hagedorn gives it up to Dodd. Dodd with the basketball. Dodd back over to Savage. And Savage is fouled on the play. No, they're going to say out of bounds, last touch by Dort College. 18 seconds on the shot clock, 21.9 seconds on the game clock. Doan College inbounding the basketball. They get it inbounded, and they'll work with it. 18 seconds left to go in the half. Ball deflected, picked up by Doan and Bittinger. Bittinger tries to get it. Well, Dostal came away with it. Now the ball is loose, out of bounds, last touch by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Doan College turns it over. Williams is in. Vredevoet is out. 7.3 seconds remaining in the half. Emily Newman inbounds the basketball to Williams. Williams spins. Kicks it over to Chapman. Chapman three ball up. No good. Rebound controlled by Doan, and the first half comes to a close. Dort College trails 39-31. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a recap of the first half of action right after this. You're listening to KCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Doan College Tigers lead at 39-31. Here's how we got to this point. Doan scored the first 7 points of the game. Dort College scored the next 11. Doan scored the next five, and they led 12-11. We went back and forth for a while, but Dort College never was able to grab the lead, trailing by as many as, well, it was a two-point ball game for much of the next 10 minutes or so. Doan took a lead at 31-27. Dort College cut it to 31-29, and then it went to 33-29. And in the meantime, Alyssa Palama was injured on a play. She was assisted off of the floor, and we have not seen her return out onto the floor or to the bench area for that matter. And without her, Dort College could potentially be playing today without what they anticipated being their starting backcourt. Kim Cruz did not make the trip due to an injury, and Alyssa Palama, we'll see what her status is when the second half begins. In the meantime, Doan got up by 10, 39-29, and it's 39-31 currently, Doan in front. Dort College led in scoring unofficially by Michael Hulse, 14 points, and Brooke Savage off of the bench to score 11. For the Tigers. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Here are the numbers from the first half. Dort 10 of 28 shooting, 1 for 9 on threes, 10 for 13 on threes. That figures out to 35.7% from the floor, 11.1% for threes, 76.9% on free throws. For Doan, 13 of 43. For 30.2%, 2 for 10 on threes, 20%, 11 of 16 on free throws, 68.8%. Doan has out-rebounded Dort College 32-20. Dort has committed 11 turnovers. Doan has committed 7. Micah Hulse leads Dort College with 14. Paige Ingbers with 5. Robin Blunt with 5. 3 for Alyssa Palama, 2 for Abby Chapman, 2 for Cassidy Vredevoet. For Doan, 11 for Brooke Savage, 9 for Hannah Dostal, 8 for Heather Broman, 5 for Shelby Bittinger, 4 for Maggie Philippi, and Allie Satterley with 2. Hannah Dostal with 6 rebounds to lead Doan, 4 for Brooke Savage, 3 for McKenna Dodd, 3 for Heather Broman, 3 for Shelby Bittinger. For the Dort College defenders, four for Robin Blunt, two each for Alyssa Palama, Abby Chapman, Micah Hulst, and Paige Engbers. Four assists for Abby Chapman, two assists for Hannah Dostal, two steals for Shelby Bettinger for Doan. For Dort College, two steals for Abby Chapman, and two block shots for Micah Hulst, three for Cassidy Vredevoet. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. See if we have any other scores going on. Midland led late in their men's contest, 36-11. They are playing Mount Marty. That's late in the first half. Northwestern leads Missouri Valley in football in the fourth quarter, 10-7. And those are all of the scores that I have via that avenue. We will see if we, or I will see if I can find another potential spot with some scores. Tell you what, we're going to take another break. We'll be back with a check of scores from around the conference right after this. This is Dort College Women's Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. piecing a few other things together. Concordia leads Briar Cliff in women's basketball early in the second half, 35-33. Nebraska Wesleyan ahead of Dakota Wesleyan, 42-23. That is at or near halftime. No reports on the Morningside-Hastings contest. Hastings busy, though, with women's soccer today. They defeat Olivet Nazarene in the first round of the national tournament, or national championship. They advance to the round of 16. Football play, Northwestern is headed to double overtime with Missouri Valley, tied 17-17. Earlier today, York College women's cross country finished second at the national championship, led by Kayla Biles, 24th place of 18-28-30. Lauren Ott, 35th with 18:41:30. Abby DeVries, 54th, 19 minutes. Lily Kerner, 78th place, 19:14. Nicole Slater, 94th, 19:21. Erica Nalma, 188th, 19:59. And Justine Vinzi, 20:42. That was 257th. There were 336 total runners in the field. British Columbia won it with 43 points. Door College places fifth with 235. Carroll was in fourth with 234. Lewis Clark and Northwest Christian, 141 and 181 points, respectively. For the Door College Defender men, Nick Vanderkoy finished 143rd with a time of 26:48:20. On the 8K course, and Stephon McNamara, I beg your pardon, Ryan McNamara, ran a 26:59 for 164th place. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. Dump it down low. Doan right out of the chute with the two-point basket by Bittinger. Got to go back and make a correction on the national results. They've got Ryan McNamara listed as running. And actually, it was his older brother, as I thought, Stephon McNamara. So go back and correct that. Newman is called for a double dribble. And the Doan College Tigers lead at 41-31. Doan with the basketball after the intermission. And still no sign of Alyssa Palama on the bench. And she will make her way out of the locker room right now, it appears. And she is on crutches. Her shoes are off. And she will not be returning. Morgan Hill dumps it down low. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Dort College. Dostal misses the shot. Driving the other way with it is Williams. And Williams is fouled before the shot. And the Dort College defenders fighting from behind, trailing 41-31 right now. Bettinger with 7 points now after making that short shot to open the second half. With the basketball out front is Chapman. Chapman comes right side over to Ingbers. Ingbers gives it up to Williams. Williams with the basketball driving the lane, dumps it underneath Newman. Newman layup good. Emily Newman with her first 2 points. Dort College trails 41-33. Doan basketball, they pass high post. Kick out pass comes left side over to Barnard. Barnard, jumper, baseline, no good. And a foul called, a push called on the rebound against Heather Broman. And Broman has picked up her third personal foul.
Third personal foul. Second team foul.
So Dort College coming back the other way with the basketball. Williams. Williams with it. Williams gives it up to Holst. Holst caught in the lane, fires it back outside to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball, and Chapman's going to be called for traveling. And the Dort College defenders. What a lot of sorts right now. At halftime now to try and settle down since the injury to Alyssa Palama. Dort College with the basketball coming back the other way. Steal by Ingbers. They give it up to Williams. Ashley Williams back out front. Ingbers. Ingbers squeezes off a three. Rattles it. No good. Rebound taken away by Dostal. Dostal with the ball. Dostal will bring it into the front court. Passes right side, Bittinger. Bittinger to Phillippe. Phillippe shot no good. Fight for the rebound. Controlled by Bittinger. Shot no good. Rebound Phillippe. Phillippe with a basketball. Left side to Bittinger. Bittinger on the fly. Loops it up. Shot short. No good. Rebound controlled by Micah Holst. Holst over to Williams. Williams with a basketball. Ashley Williams had a strong junior varsity contest earlier this week. Playing in her fifth game. Pressed into more extensive duty tonight, or today, I should say. Lob pass down low for Micah Holst. Goes out of bounds. Last touch by the defenders. It'll be Doan basketball. Dieger is in. Manis is in. Williams is out. And also checking out of the game is Micah Holst. 17:31 left to play in the game. Dort College trailing Doan 41-33. Shelby Bittinger passes left side to Hannah Dostal. Dostal drives with the right hand off the right elbow. Her shot no good. Rebound controlled by the defenders and Manis. Manis with it right side gives it up to Chapman. Chapman out front. Engbers. Engbers catches. Fires. Three off the mark. No good. And Engbers getting the shots but just unable to knock him down. Here comes Doan with the basketball. They dump it down low for Dostal. Dostal. And Dostal's turnaround in the lane with the left hand is good. 43-33, Doan by 10. Manis with the basketball on the right elbow. She passes it off, gives it up to Chapman. Chapman splits the defense, her shot off of the glass, no good. Rebound controlled by Doan. Doan with the basketball. Doan comes into the front court, and we have an official's timeout as Abby Chapman came up. And it appears she's got a bloody nose. She'll check out of the contest. Robin Blunt checks in. So Doan with the basketball, inbounding left side of the lane. I should say left side of the floor. They give it up to Morgan Hill. Into the corner. It's Hannah Barnard. Barnard's pass deflected and taken away by Robin Blunt. Blunt with a head full of steam. She fires it ahead to Dieger. Dieger shot in the lane, no good, but a foul on the play called on Hannah Dostal, and that's her first.
Doan foul number 32, Hannah Dostal.
Dostal whistled for the personal foul. Starting to look like a mass unit on the Dort College sideline. You've got Alyssa Palama sitting on the front row of the bleachers with her leg propped up on the bleacher beside her and crutches. In the lane is Newman. Newman's short shot, no good, but she's hit on the arm. On the way up, Shelby Bittinger whistled for the personal foul. And Newman will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Trying to get the nosebleed stopped for Abby Chapman. Newman's first free throw is up and good. Newman with 3 points. And the defenders trail 43-34. Another free throw coming. This one's up. No good. Dort College trails 43-34. Long pass into the front court. Done with the basketball. They dump down low to Broman. Broman to Phillippe. Phillippe puts it up, but she is fouled on the play. I believe that's going to go on Dieger. Shea Dieger whistled for the personal foul.
45, Cassidy, Bray Mode. First personal foul, first team foul. Two shots, Maggie Phillippe.
Well, it should be on Dieger, number 45, rather than 35. The public address announcer saying 35, but it should be 45 and Dieger, I believe. Foul number 2 on her. Free throw is up by Phillippe, and Phillippe makes both free throws. Doan has their biggest lead of the ballgame at 45-34. Phillippe, the 6-foot freshman from Pender, Nebraska, with 6 points off of the bench. Tegan Manis driving in, and Manis from the right wing is fouled on the play. Tegan will go to the free throw line. She will shoot 2 free throws.
Number 3, Shelby Bittinger, third personal foul.
Well, they're going to say she wasn't shooting. Foul came before the shot, evidently. So Engbers will throw the ball in for Dort College. Throwing it in, Engbers. Engbers underneath to Dieger. Dieger muscles it up. Ball's blocked out of bounds. Last touched by Doan. It'll be Dort College basketball. Football has gone final. Missouri Valley defeats Northwestern in double overtime, 20-17. Shot underneath. Dieger is up and good. Shady Egger with a two-point bucket. North College trails 45-36, 15:40 remaining in this ballgame. Doan with the basketball, left side Dodd. Dodd back out front, thinking about the three. Is Morgan Hill. Hill decides against it. She goes high post. Shot on the way, in and out, no good. Rebound fought for and taken down by DeAger. Loose ball picked up by Phillippe. Phillippe layup good. Phillippe with 8 points, and the defenders trail 47-36. Nearly 5 minutes gone here in the second half. Tegan Manis picks up her dribble. It goes over to Blunt. Blunt underneath for DeAger. Ball tipped, and it's out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. It'll be North College basketball. Cassidy Vredevoad will check into the contest. Vredevoad checks in. Checking out is Shady Egger. Engbers to throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. They get it inbounded to Blunt. Blunt back to Manis. Manis back over to Newman. Newman with the basketball. Newman with it on the left side. Newman gives it up right side. Engbers. Engbers over to Blunt. Blunt with it on the right side. Robin Blunt. Back to Vredevoad. Vredevoad shot blocked. And a shot clock violation on the defenders. It'll be Doan basketball. Doan will inbound the basketball. McKenna Dodd to throw it in. North College is going to show pressure defense down by 11. This is KDCR Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. With it on the left side is Dostal. Dostal down to the baseline. Fires it cross court. Around the horn they go. Long three-pointer up and down for McKenna Dodd. The freshman from Lincoln knocks it stiff, and the North College defenders trail 50-36. 14:29 remaining. Manis with it out front. Tegan Manis travels with the basketball. And North College needs a timeout to talk things over, and Coach Craig Steensman will try to settle down the troops. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is North College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 14:23 left to go, second half. North College has to find a way to regroup. Trailing by 14, and they've got a battle here and get it back to single digits and then just try to scrap. And this team is going to have to just scrap and scrap and scrap some more. Melissa Palama is out of the ballgame. And a jumper in the lane for Hannah Dostal. Dostal knocks it down, and the North College defenders trail 52-36. And the margin growing a little too rapidly. With it out front, Engbers, Engbers, Vredevoad. Vredevoad puts it on the floor, in the lane, crossover move with the right hand, right move, but unable to finish it. And Robin Blunt is fouled on the rebound. Ran into a brick wall, Maggie Phillippe. Phillippe picks up foul number three. Team foul number six. Ashley Williams is back in the ballgame, and it appears Abby Chapman might be ready to go. She's on the bench and says that the nosebleed has stopped. Inbounding is Newman. Newman throws it into Blunt. Blunt underneath, her layup is good. Robin Blunt with a two-point basket. She's got seven, and the defenders trail 52-38. With it out front is Brooke Savage. Savage at the top of the key, ball deflected, taken away by Vredevoad. Vredevoad with the basketball. Vredevoad gives it up Engbers. Engbers underneath, first shot no good. Rebound controlled by Doan. Tigers have the basketball. Bringing it up is Dostal. Dostal picks up her dribble. She passes it out front to Savage. Savage right side gets the return pass. Savage into the left wing. With it is Barnard. Barnard three, no good. Rebound controlled by Engbers. Engbers over to Williams. Ashley Williams into the front court. Ashley Williams with it at the top of the key. Ashley Williams tries the drive of the left hand, has it blocked out of bounds. Last touch by Doan. It'll be North College basketball. Chapman and Holst are in. Blunt and Newman are out. Vredevoad, Williams, and Engbers remain on the floor. 13:01 left to go in this contest. Doan 52, North College 38. Inbounding is Chapman. Chapman over the top for Engbers. Engbers right side Williams. Williams underneath to Holst. Holst puts it up with a left hand. Good. Micah Holst with 16. And the defenders trail by a dozen, 52-40. Doan with the basketball. Brooke Savage. Savage, they go high post. Broman. Broman reverses it over to Hannah Barnard. Barnard, unable to reel it in. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Tigers. It'll be Dort College basketball. We approach the midpoint of the second half. Dort College down 12. Williams with it. Gives it left side. Gets the return pass now. Underneath it goes to Hulst. Hulst, hook shot, no good with a left hand. Rebound taken away by Doan. Tigers bring the basketball up. This is Bettinger. Bettinger comes back over to Barnard. Barnard to Dostal. Dostal reverses it. Comes back over to Dodd, and Dodd is fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on at Dort College and Ashley Williams. Williams earns her second personal. Team foul number two on the defenders. Doan will inbound the basketball. Left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Bettinger to throw it in. Bettinger tosses it over the top. Dodd comes away with it. Goes high post to Dostal. Dostal gives to Bettinger. Bettinger with the ball. Bettinger back out front. Three on the way is good. McKenna Dodd with 6 points. And the defenders trail 55-40. Chapman with the basketball at the free throw line. Gives underneath to Hulst. Hulst has it stripped. Coming away with it is Barnard. But Barnard steps on the baseline out of bounds. It'll be Dort basketball. Throwing the ball in for Dort College is Angbers. Angbers passes into Williams. Williams shot, good. 2-point bucket by Williams. Ashley Williams makes it 55-42. Dort College down 13. Doan basketball driving in at the free throw line. Comes over to Bettinger. Bettinger has it at the top of the key. Left side is Barnard. Barnard down to the baseline. Barnard tries to pass it out, and it's tipped away. Last touch by Dort College. It'll be Doan basketball. Newman is in. Checking out is Angbers. Paige Angbers, uncustomarily difficult night shooting for the three-point basket. And Dostal travels with it, gets whistled for the turnover. It'll be Dort College basketball back, trailing by Baker's dozen, 55-42. Williams has her pocket picked by Hannah Barnard. Barnard whistled for the personal foul. Williams will go to the free throw line to shoot a one and the bonus. Williams, 2-for-4 this season from the free throw line, shooting her first free throw of the day. First free throw is up, no good. Rebound controlled by Cassidy Vredebode. Comes back over to Williams. Williams, runner in the lane, no good. And the rebound controlled by the Doan Tigers. Coming up with the basketball is Dostal. Dostal back outside. Three-pointer up and down for McKenna Dodd, her third of the afternoon. And the Tigers take the 16-point lead, 58-42, matching their biggest lead of the contest. Dort College had fought back to within 11. Now Doan responds with back-to-back buckets. Michael Hulst with the lay-in, good. Michael Hulst with 18, and the defenders trail 58-44. Dort College in a zone, ripped away by Cassidy Vredebode. Vredebode comes away with it. Dostal turned it over. Dort College with basketball, Abby Chapman. Chapman on the right wing. Abby Chapman picks up her dribble, comes to Michael Hulst. Hulst faces up on the baseline. Michael Hulst spins it up, shot no good. Rebound fought for. And whistled for the personal foul is Ashley Williams. Williams picks up her third personal. Robin Blunt checks in. Vredebode checks out. Manis checks in. Williams checks out. 10:16 left to go in the game. Doan 58, Dort College 44. Doan with the basketball. Barnard. Barnard passes left side. Dodd. Dodd around the horn to Bettinger. Bettinger back left side. Another three on the way. It's good for Dodd. Dodd with four threes. Doan has their biggest lead of the ballgame, 61-44. That time she was a healthy step behind the three-point line. Chapman with it at the free throw line. Abby Chapman driving in, tries to dump it underneath for Holst. It's taken away by Doan. Dostal ahead. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Chapman. Missed shot by Dodd. A little too close for her. She's got four threes already today. In the lane, Robin Blunt. Blunt with a two-point bucket. She's got nine. North College trails 61-46. They dump it underneath. Loose basketball. Dostal comes away with it. She hands it back over to Barnard. Barnard, right side, back over to Dodd. Dodd drives down to the baseline, and she's fouled on the play. It's team foul number four on the defenders. Doan College will send Dostal to the bench. Checking in is Hill. That's Morgan Hill. 9:17 left to go. Ball game. Doan 61, North College 46. Doan with the basketball, looking for someone to pass to. They get it to Dodd. Dodd misses the three, no good. Rebound controlled by the defenders. Here comes Tegan Manis. Manis with the basketball, dribbles it off of her foot, picked up by Newman near midcourt. Newman with the basketball. Newman in the lane, her jumper, no good. Rebound controlled by Doan. Micah Hulse trying to get after it, and the ball is tipped out of bounds. Last touched by Dort College. It'll be Doan basketball. Doan College basketball. Shelby Bittinger with it. Bittinger passes left side to Savage. Savage with the ball. Savage over to Hill. Hill gives it up right side. Dodd. Dodd with it well beyond the three-point line. Dodd with the basketball on the right side. Dodd gets it out front. She passes over to Bittinger. Bittinger in the lane. Throws it up. Shot no good. Rebound controlled by Manis. Tegan Manis into the front court. Tegan with a head full of steam. Lays it up with the left hand. No good. But a foul on the play. And Tegan Manis will go to the free throw line, and she will shoot two free throws. Manis with a pair of free throws coming. Her team down 61-46. First free throw is up and good for Manis. Manis with her first point of the night, or of the day, I should say. Another free throw on the way for Manis. Micah Holst will check out of the contest. Second free throw on the way for Manis. This one is up and through. So Tegan Manis with two free throws. And the defenders trail 61-48. So Dort College, after getting down 16, battling to try and stay in it. Doan with the basketball. Around the horn they go to Phillippe. Phillippe gives it up to Bittinger. Bittinger out front to Dostal. Dostal at the three-point line. She gives it up to Hill. Morgan Hill with it on the right side. Back over to Dostal. Nine to shoot. They dump it down low for Phillippe. Phillippe against Radevode. Layup good. Phillippe with double digits. Doan leads 63-48. Chapman with it. Chapman to Manis. Manis back to Chapman. Chapman with the ball. Chapman looking for someone to pass to. Gives it up high post to Radevode. Radevode shot no good, but she is fouled on the play. And Cassidy Vredebode will go to the free throw line, where she is 13 of 17 this season and will be shooting her first two free throws of the day. Ashley Williams will check into the ballgame. She will check in all likelihood for Manis here after the first free throw. First one is up and good for Vredebode. Vredebode with three. Today's broadcast made possible by People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC, and by Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Both free throws made by Williams. She's got 4 points, and the defenders trail 63-50. Doan basketball, long three on the way, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Doan and Hill. Hill driving in with the right hand, her shot no good. Rebound tipped out of bounds, last touched by Doan and Brooke Savage. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball, Williams brings it up. Ashley Williams, 5'9 freshman from Lawton, manning the point. along with Tegan Manis here since the injury to Alyssa Pollum. A three-pointer no good by Angbers, and a foul called on Williams. Williams will slip for a push on the rebound. That's four on Williams with 7:01 left to play. She'll stay in the ball game for the time being. Doan with the basketball. This is Barnard. Barnard to Savage. Savage over to Hill. Hill back to Barnard. Barnard right side. Savage. Savage with the basketball. Comes back left side. Hill. Hill on the wing looking down low. Nothing there. Comes back around the horn. Right side to Brooke Savage. Doan will try to shorten up the game. Doan taking a little time off of the clock here. Six to shoot. Comes out front to Dostal. Dostal the runner. Off the glass, no good. Rebound controlled by Vredevoad. Vredevoad is tied up on the play. Jump ball, alternating possession. It's Dort College basketball. Dort College basketball. Brooke Savage on the defense. This is Williams. Williams comes over to Chapman. Chapman with the basketball. Chapman puts it up in traffic, but she's fouled on the play. Foul's going to go on Barnard. That's her first. Doan College leading 63-50. Free throw is up and good. Another one on the way for Chapman. Chapman averaging 16.6 points per game entering the game. She's got three today. A second free throw on the way. This one's up and good. Chapman with 4 points. And the defenders trail 63-52. Doan basketball. Right side with it is Barnard. Barnard. Back over to Dodd. Dodd out front. Dodd picks up a screen. 6 minutes remaining in regulation. Dort College down 11. Comes back out front to Savage. Savage in between the circles. Savage on the right side. Driving the lane with the right hand. Puts it off of the side of the backboard. No good. Rebound fought for and it's tipped and controlled. Here comes Chapman. Abby Chapman with the basketball. Chapman with it right side. Angbers. Angbers three. In and out. No good. Paige Angbers. As difficult a day shooting as I've seen. She is now 1-for-7 from the three-point line. And the Doan College Tigers call the timeout after they secure the rebound. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more right after this. Earlier today in conference play, women's basketball, they've gone final. Mount Marty defeats Midland in women's play 86-81. Midland now 1-2 in the conference, 3-4 overall. Mount Marty 1-2 in the conference, 6-2 overall. Doan with the basketball, right side it goes to Barnard. Barnard gives it back to Dodd. Dodd, nothing there, now Savage. Savage at the top of the key, 10 to shoot, 5:19 remaining in the game. Savage with it, step back, long two on the way, missed it, no good. Rebound taken away by Williams. Williams is tied up on the play, jump ball, alternating possession. It will be Doan basketball. So Doan forces the tie up. And the Dort College defenders will play defense as Brooke Savage will inbound left side of the lane as we face the hoop. They pass it left side. Gives it up to Dodd. Dodd into the corner to Savage. Savage drains another three. Brooke Savage with the three-point bucket. Pass underneath to Vredevoad. Vredevoad muscles it up. Shot no good. And the rebound is controlled by Doan. Doan with the basketball. Doan goes left side over to Morgan Hill. Hill dumps it underneath for Dostal. Dostal layup good. 15 points for Dostal. And Doan has opened up a 68-52 lead. 4:30 and counting. Doan for the ball game. 38.9% on three-point shots. Dort College answering with a three-pointer by Abby Chapman. Chapman with seven. And the Dort College defenders trail 68-55. Doan basketball, 4:19 and counting. McKenna Dodd. Dodd goes right side, gets the return pass to Morgan Hill. Hill out front, gets Ron Blunt. Hill puts it up with the left hand, but a push called on Robin Blunt. Blunt whistled for her third. North College trails it 68-55. Morgan Hill will shoot two free throws as she was fouled in the act of shooting. Both teams are in the bonus from here on out. Doan is in the 1-1. Dort College is in the two-shot situation. First free throw by Morgan Hill is good. She's got another one coming. Dort College for the game, 18 of 51 shooting for 35.3%. 2 for 14 on threes, though, for 14.3%. Second free throw is up and good for Morgan Hill. Hill with a couple of free throws. Dort trails 70-55. Lob it down low, Micah Holst. Holst with the basketball. Micah Holst with the right hand. Puts it up and down. She's got 20. Dort College trails 70-57. 3:50 and counting. Doan with the basketball. Quickly up the floor. Driving the lane. Shot no good. Rebound taken away by Holst. Over to Manis. Tegan Manis with it. Tegan Manis with it on the right side. Picks up her dribble. Comes back over to Chapman. Chapman down on the baseline. Nothing there. Back to Manis. Manis steps on the baseline, out of bounds. Turnover gives the basketball back to Doan. Well, Hannah Dostal has very quietly put together a team-high 15 points, 12 rebounds, and 4 assists thus far. Dort College is led by Micah Hulse, 20 points. 3:30 and counting in this ballgame. They pass it inside. Doan with the basketball. This is Hagedorn. Hagedorn shot no good. Rebound taken away by Holst. Here comes Dort College out front with it. They give it up to Blunt. Blunt to Chapman. Chapman with it on the left wing. Chapman picks up her dribble. Comes back to Blunt. Blunt jump stop. Her lay-in is good. Robin Blunt with 11 points. And the Dort College defenders back to within 11 at 70. To 59, 306 remaining. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Doan College Tigers, Shelby Bittinger with it. Bittinger comes over to Hannah Dostal. Dostal goes down on the left side to Barnard. Barnard with the basketball. Barnard gives it up to Dodd. Dodd out front. Dodd with it down to the baseline. Nothing there. Kicks it out front to Dostal. Dostal. Pass tipped. Taken back by Doan. Bittinger. 7 to shoot. Bittinger on the left side. Passes it off to Barnard, and Barnard travels with it. Dort College will get the basketball back, trailing by 11, 70-59. 70-59 the score. Out front with the basketball. This is Manis. Manis at the top of the key. And a moving screen called on the Dort College defenders. And Michael Holst gets called for a moving screen. That's foul number 2 on her. Doan will inbound the basketball on the sideline in front of the Dort College bench. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Hannah Barnard with a basketball. Barnard passes it off to Dodd. Dodd, right side, gets around Blunt. Lays it up with the right hand. Good. Dodd with 14 off of the bench. Dort College trails 72-59. Dort with the basketball. Manis. Manis comes right side to Newman. Newman with the ball. Newman gives it up to Chapman, and Chapman is fouled on the play. Abby will go to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Abby Chapman with 7 points. 2 for 2 from the free throw line thus far. She'll shoot 2. Today's broadcast made possible by the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. And by the Benigna of an Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. First free throw, no good by Chapman. She's got another one coming. Dort College trails by Baker's dozen with 201 left play in regulation, 72-59. Chapman makes the second free throw. She has 8 points today. And the defenders trail 72-60. Dodd with the basketball. McKenna Dodd, been averaging 8.7 points per game. She's got 14, 12 of them from the three-point arc. Driving right side, mismatch. Barnard gets around Michael Hulse. And Barnard with her first 2 points today. Dort College trails 74-60. Williams trying to answer back, and the ball is blocked out of bounds by Hannah Barnard. It'll be Dort College basketball left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Throwing the ball in will be Emily Newman. Newman to trigger it with 1:31 left. Newman looking to toss it. Fires it over the top. Chapman tracks it down right in front of the Dort College coaching staff. Chapman bumped as she went up. Off balance, tries to throw it over to Hulse, and it's taken back by Doan. Dodd with the basketball. Dodd passes ahead of the pack. Doan will milk the clock. 1:17 remaining. Pass goes in to Dostal. Dostal backdoor cut. Layup by Barnard. No good. And the Dort College defenders come back the other way with a basketball. Chapman. Chapman over to Blunt. Robin Blunt explodes to the basket. Robin Blunt with a two-point bucket. She's got 13. And the defenders trail 74-62. Timeout on the floor, charge to the defenders. Back with more after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Here's the reset, 59.2 seconds remaining in regulation. Doan 74, Dort College 62. Dort College 17 fouls, Doan with 10. Dort College is... Ashley Williams, I believe, fouled. No, she did not foul out. It was Heather Broman for Doan fouled out. She's got five fouls. Doan College inbounding the basketball. And the Dort College defenders force a turnover on the ensuing play. Ball popped free. Dostal had to go to her backside to save it. And as she was doing that, she ends up rolling on the sideline and gets called for being out of bounds. So Dort College gets it back on the turnover. Dort College trailing by 12. 2 seconds ran off of the clock in the process. They get it into Engbers. Engbers in the corner. Now Chapman tries to fire it over to Micah Hulse. And Hulse unable to gather it in. It's down on the block. Taken away by Doan. Tigers coming back the other way. Barnard. Barnard gives it up Bittinger. Bittinger with a basketball. Bittinger gives it up to Phillippe. Phillippe is fouled on the play by Hulse. And the Dort College defenders commit a foul.
Team foul number 8, 1-1 for Maggie Phillippe.
Phillippe. He is fouled on the play. She'll go to the free throw line to shoot a 1-1. Off the side of the iron, no good. So Phillippe, 2-for-3 now from the free throw line. Dort College trails by a dozen, 74-62. Into the lane is Williams, and Williams is tied up on the play. And no, we have a foul called on the play against the Doan College Tigers and Hannah Barnard. Barnard whistled for her second. Williams will go to the free throw line, shoot two. A couple of free throws on the way for Williams, 33.1 seconds left, 74-63. She makes the first one. She's got another one coming. Newman back into the ballgame. Second free throw is up and good. So Williams makes both free throws, and the Dort College defenders trail 74-64. Long pass into the front court. Doan College Tigers with it. They come back over to Barnard. Barnard gives it up left side. Bittinger. Bittinger with the basketball. Bittinger with it on the left wing. Bittinger passes right side back over to Dodd. Dodd on the right side. Williams gambles for the steal. Coming up with it is Bittinger. Bittinger at the free throw line, content to run out the clock. Dodd will launch a three as the shot clock winds down. And with 4 seconds left, the ball goes out of bounds. Shot clock was expiring. And the Dort College defenders will inbound it with a chance to cut the lead down to under 10. Ball is inbounded to Chapman. 3 seconds left, two. Let's fly from midcourt off of the backboard. No good. And our final score, Doan 74, Dort College 64. The Dort College defenders now 5-3 and 0-2. Doan is 4-4 and 3-1. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Stay tuned. We'll be back with our wrap-up right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders, Doan College men's basketball teams on the floor warming up. This one, women's game, 74-64, and a lot of the win came out of the Dort College sales near the end of the first half when Alyssa Palomo went down with an injury and she was unable to return. She did eventually come out of the locker room, and she was seated on the front row of the bleachers behind the Dort College bench area with her leg propped up on the bench and with a pair of crutches. Dort College gave up the first 7 points of the ball game, came back to score 11 points in a row. Doan took the lead for good at 14-13. Dort College kept it close but unable to tie it or take the lead. Doan went into the locker room up 39-31. It was a four-point ball game when Palomo got hurt. In the second half, Doan built the lead to double digits immediately. Dort cut it down to 8 and then 9, but were unable to trim down any further. Doan built the lead to 16 at 52-36. And I don't think Dort ever got closer than 10 the rest of the way, eventually losing by that 10-point margin, 74-64. The numbers look like this. Dort, 21 of 55 from the floor, 38.2%, 2 for 14 on threes, 14.3%, 20 of 26 on free throws, 76.9%. For the Doan Tigers, 26 of 76 from the floor, 34.2%, 7 of 19 on threes, 36.8%, 15 of 21 on free throws, 71.4%. Dort College battled on the boards, especially in the second half. Doan had a big lead advantage at halftime. It ends up being a six-point advantage, or six-rebound advantage for Doan, 48-42. Turnovers, Dort College a few too many, 23. Doan had 16. Dort College was led by Michael Holst with 20 points today, 13 for Robin Blum, 8 for Abby Chapman, 5 for Paige Engbers, 4 for Ashley Williams, 4 for Cassidy Bredebogue, 2 for Shady Ager, 2 for Tegan Manis, 3 for Emily Newman, 3 for Alyssa Palomo, for their total of 64 points. For Doan, 15 for Hannah Dostal, 14 each for McKenna Dodd and Brooke Savage, 10 for Maggie Phillippe, 8 for Heather Broman, 7 for Shelby Bittinger, 2 each for Hannah Barnard and Morgan Hill, and 2 for Allie Satterley. They had a total of 74 points. Doan, 12 rebounds by Hannah Dostal, 5 for Shelby Bittinger, 4 each for Brooke Savage, McKenna Dodd, and Heather Broman. For Dort College, 6 rebounds for Robin Blunt, 5 for Micah Holst, 4 for Paige Engbers, 4 for Abby Chapman, 3 each for Tegan Manis and Cassidy Bredebogue. 4 assists for Abby Chapman, 2 for Emily Newman, 2 for Ashley Williams. For Doan, 4 for Hannah Dostal in terms of assists, 2 each for Brooke Savage, McKenna Dodd, Hannah Barnard, and Shelby Bittinger. Hannah Dostal also had 3 steals. 4 other players had 2 steals each for Doan. For Dort College, 3 players had 2 steals each. They were Chapman, Blunt, and Vredebode. Abby Chapman also with 4 assists, and Ashley Williams had 2 assists. 3 block shots for Vredebode, 2 for Michael Holst. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defender women end up on the short end of a 74-64 decision. Coach Craig Steensman has made his way out of the locker room. And, Coach, second half, you faced an uphill battle. We're not going to shy away from it. You lose Alyssa Palomo late in the first half due to an injury. And when you go down, lose your starting point guard and a player who you plan on playing a lot of minutes, you've got to start making adjustments. And sometimes it works out. And today it just seemed like it took a little too long for your team to be able to make those adjustments needed.
Yeah, you know, she plays the most minutes probably for us. I think she has the most minutes, and there's a reason for that. She's a really valuable player, and I just feel bad for her right now, as everybody in the locker room did. You know, I think that they think probably is a torn ACL, and so then you have to
you have to adjust. And we've been making adjustments in terms of guards with, you know, without Jasmine and then without Jamie Schutz and then without Kim Cruz. So we just had to make another one, and it's an opportunity for other kids to get their feet wet a little bit more. But it's kind of not how we drew it up in the preseason, but it's a tough injury for her, for a young lady that plays so hard and loves the game. And yeah, just a tough few moments in the locker room there, as the team cares greatly for her and deeply for her. And you know, that's kind of the number one priority right now.
Second half, you got down double digits and you could just never mount that little comeback to get it down to 6 or 5 points and put some heat on Doan. And when Doan is up by double digits, they're a much different team, I would imagine, than if they're up by 4 or 5.
Right. You know, the pressure, they run their offense very well, and they attack. They know exactly how they want to get the ball and where. And, you know, I thought Heather Broman and Hannah Dostal, they're a handful, but we did a pretty good job on them. You know, Dostal was 5 for 17. Emily Newman did a great job on her. Robin did. I thought Micah played awfully well for us. You know, she's getting better and better, and you can see it in practice. It's nice for her to see it in games as well. You know, I think she had 20 points and a bunch of rebounds. So, you know, there's a lot of people that we can, you know, adjust around yet to play minutes for us and help us be successful. But obviously, it would be a little bit different to not have AP.
2 for 14 shooting on three-pointers. I don't think anybody expected that, especially when you figure in that Paige Angbers makes one, and she's getting looks that she's been knocking down 40% of the time.
Paige is a really, really good shooter, as is Abby. And, you know, they had shots today, and a couple of them would have really got us down to 6. One of them would have, and the other one down to 8. You know, and it was kind of, we tried to make a run, and we kept making a run. And, you know, I think we fought as hard as you can possibly fight. Probably evidenced by the bloody noses and scratches and amount of people on the floor both ways for both teams. And you know, it was a great effort, great intensity, but not enough points on the board at the end of the day.
Well, Marty, on Tuesday, and I would imagine you're going to be with the coaching staff a lot on the ride home trying to patch this together and trying to figure out what lineups you're going to use when and where. As I said, things got a little more difficult today with our worst fears being probably realized with Alyssa Paloma. We don't want to get too far ahead, but if she is out for the season, things get a little tougher for this team.
It will be, you know, and it will be a chance for other people to step into bigger roles. And, you know, I have full confidence in every one of those people that they'll do their best. You know, they'll work as hard as they can. And, you know, for some of our younger players, they'll be force-fed minutes and opportunities in the GPAC. And so, you know, that will be great experience for them and for our team. But, you know, it's hard to look at it in any way, shape, or form that it's a positive for the Dort College women's basketball.
Coach, I will let you go. Thanks for stopping by, and we'll catch up with you in a few hours.
Thank you very much, Mike.
It's Coach Craig Steensma. Let's take a break and be back setting the table for the men's contest right after this.
I really like